That's our ring. Time for Loneman Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
As we look in on the little community today, we find Lumman Abner in the drop-and-down store discussing the merits, or lack of them, of the Hempstead formula. Listen.
All right, Bogus, long we'll have everybody in Pine Ridge dressed in purple. I just can't hardly wait for Sunday to see them all out to meeting. Everybody wearing the same color.
Yeah, but I still don't feel just right about it, Abner.
Well, I don't see why not. We're selling the stuff, ain't we?
Yeah, we're selling it all right, but I know we can't keep on getting that kind of price for it. If they just stop and think, they can buy a package of purple dye for 1/10 of what we're charging for this. Yeah, we'll get our money back all right.
Sure. It's better than we do on most people.
The way he sounded in that letter he left in the chest, whoever found it was going to be rich.
Yeah.
Said it was more valuable than silver or gold.
Yeah, that's what he said, all right.
He had a funny idea about what silver and gold were.
Well, now, I wouldn't blame him too much, Lon. Maybe purple dye was worth a heap of money back in them days.
No, sir, I believe that old man just done it for a joke. Just for meanness. And if I ever see him, no, that's right, he ain't here no more, is he?
Oh, no, he's been dead and gone for years.
What makes me so mad? Why didn't he say what the formula was for? Had us running around here trying our best to find out what we had after we got made up. One minute, we'd think we had the Edgerton Peabody Liniment Company, and the next minute, we'd think it was the Edgerton Peabody Hair Tonic Company.
Yeah, and the Edgerton Peabody Moth Terminator Company.
Now, then, you want to call it the Edgerton Peabody Dye Company.
Yeah, that's what I wish it was.
Wish it was a dye?
Why, sure. You can study up some any good advertising saying for a dye that-a-way. Me and Grandpappy Spears sat over here this morning for 2 hours figuring out slogans for the company.
Slogans?
Yeah. If you want to die easy, use the Hempstead formula. It ain't no trouble to die with the Hempstead formula.
Anything is that good, all
right. I thought we'd done extra good.
The Hempstead formula makes dying a pleasure.
Grandpap thought up a gooder. Only it just don't make good sense if you're having trouble with it. If you want to live longer, die with the Hempstead formula.
Yeah, of course, I could study up a lot of them, all right.
Now, why don't we just go ahead and make up another batch and sell it for dialogue? Make as much as you can out of it.
Well, Abner, it wouldn't sell no place besides right here. Here in Pine Ridge, the only reason these women folks around here is buying it is on account of Sister Simpson saying it was the latest style to wear purple.
Well, yes.
They're going to find out in a few days where that story started, and then they're going to be jumping all over it.
But oh, my.
I think the thing for us to do is just sell off what little we've got left and forget about it.
Yeah.
Just tell them we don't know what it is for, but if they want to buy it at $1 a bottle, they can take it and do whatever they want to with it.
You mean just close up the Edison Peabody Chemicals Company?
Just close it right up. Take the money we'll have and buy some stock for the Jot 'em Down store.
Well, whatever you say. I hate to give up the idea of building a big factory right here in Pine Ridge, though.
Yeah, I do, too, but there ain't no use to build a factory if we ain't got nothing to factor. Or, I mean, manufacture. Fact is, we wouldn't have no money to build nothing with.
No, I reckon not.
You've got to have money to make money, looks like.
Yeah, you got.
I say, you've got to have money to make money.
Now, just what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, well, if you ain't got no money, you can't make none. You've got to have something to get started on. Make investments.
How does a fella ever get started?
Well, he takes $1,000 and invests it, and the first thing you know, he's got $10,000. And he invests that.
Yeah, but where does he get that first thousand?
That's what he started with.
Yeah, but where did he get it to start with? That's what I want to know.
Well, you see, he had that.
I know, but where did he get it? He never found it, did he?
Well, no. More like they took $100 and invested it in something, and the first thing you know, he had $1,000 saved up, and then he takes the salary.
Well, I do know. Where did he get the $100 loan?
I don't know, Abner. Worked and saved it, I reckon.
Huh.
More than likely, started out with nothing. Never had a nickel.
Now, that's what I wanted to know. You sure picked a poor fella to use for an example, I'll say that.
Picked a poor fella?
Yeah. He never had no money to start out with, never had a nickel, you said. First thing you know, he had $10,000. And here you were sitting there saying a minute ago that you had to have money to make money.
Well, I mean, you got to have some.
Well, he didn't have none. But to go in partners with that fella, what's the fella's name, Long?
Who?
The fella that made all that money.
Oh, I don't know. I just use him for example.
Well, it ought to have a name of some kind, sure.
All right. John Smith, then.
You mean old man John Smith that lives down there on Briar Creek?
Well, you could say it was him. You see?
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. That old man's owed me $4 for over a year, and he stood right out there on the front porch the other day and told me he never had a nickel to his name. If I don't tell him a thing or two,
Wait a minute. What are you fixing to do?
I'm going over and collect that money or fly off that lower 40 with him on.
Come back here and sit down.
Huh?
I don't know that it was him. I was just using that
name. Well, now, it might have been Eli White, Mom. They look enough alike to be own blood brothers.
Yeah, that's about who it was.
Well, I hear that Eli is pretty well fixed.
Well, we'll just say it was Eli, then.
$10,000. If that don't beat the bugs of fighting. I'm going to get old Eli to tell me how he made it.
Now, I wouldn't be asking him no questions. Oh, wait a minute. There comes Eli. Squire Kent.
Oh, we can sell that old horse thief a bottle of that dye.
He didn't want to buy none of it. What would he want with it? If we'd have had any sense at all, we'd have sold him the whole Hempstead formula the other day when he offered us $50 for it.
Yeah, we'd have sure gave him a good skinning on that. Been good enough for him, too, as many times as he beat us on deal.
This looks like when we ought to trade with Squire, we don't do it. And when we ought not to, that's right when we make a deal with him.
I was just thinking maybe we could sell it to Eli White, Mom. Him with all that money, $10,000.
Howdy, Squire. Come in.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Come on back and sit.
Yeah, howdy, Squire.
How are you today, Abner?
Oh, all right, I reckon. Just wish I had as much money as Eli White, though.
Well, why? Has Eli got a little money?
No.
Made $10,000 this flick of the whistle. Investing.
Don't pay no attention to him, Squire. What can we do for you?
Why, I just had a little proposition I wanted to talk over with you gentlemen.
Well, you're just wasting your time, Squire. I can tell you that right now we ain't interested.
Well, Lom, I just want to talk to you a little more about buying that Hempstead formula. But, of course, now, if you're not interested...
Well, wait just a minute. Now, back up there and come over that again. Did you... say you wanted to buy it?
Yes, Mom. I'm in a position to make you a better offer now. I've been thinking the proposition over, and I believe I'd be willing to raise my offer to an even $100 for it.
Answer the phone there, Abner. Go ahead, Squire.
Well, I couldn't pay all of it in cash right now, Lum, but I could give you $50 in cash and the balance in 30 days.
Jeez, I'm afraid you bought yourself something.
Hello? Got him down, store, Abner. Peabody on this end.
Wait till Abner gets done there, Squire.
Who? No, ma'am. She's over at home. Huh? Oh, this is Elizabeth. I never knowed your voice, honey. How are you?
I want to be sure it's satisfaction of him for the next deal.
You done what, honey?
This Elizabeth wouldn't call up like that all the time, right? When we're busy.
It did? Well, I do know. How come you to try it out on them? Well, for the land, say. So that's what it's for, huh? Wait just a minute. Let me tell Long. Long, Elizabeth said the potato bugs are just ruining her garden over there, and she sprayed some of the Hempstead formula on them and killed every lasting bug on the place.
Well, our son is in it. All right, Granny, is that what it's for?
Why, sure it is. Elizabeth says it outdoes anything she ever seen in her life.
Well, bless old man Hempstead's heart.
Yeah, boy.
All right, Granny, Squire, the deal's off. We'll keep the formula ourselves. From now on, it'll be known as the Eddards and Peabody Potato Bug Company.
And the nice part about it is that there are very few potato bug companies about.